The typical narrative of digital transformation goes something like this. The pace of change in business is accelerating wildly. Unfortunately, most traditional businesses have organized themselves for stability and continuity, assuming that change will be rare and exceptional. They've concentrated on becoming as efficient as possible at what they've always done. They've formalized processes, set up governance structures, right-sized their staff, and, deliberately or not, erected barriers to diverging from what they're already good at. Over the years, they've accumulated legacy technologies that support the way they've always worked. They innovate, but only through a risk-averting governance process that makes sure they don't innovate too much. However, they realize that they are not prepared for the emerging business environment, one characterized by complexity, uncertainty, and rapid change. They fear becoming irrelevant, like a Blockbuster or a Kodak. Recognizing the mismatch between the fluid external environment and their stodgy corporate structures, they are eagerly, if awkwardly, adopting the practices of the companies that were brought to life in the digital age, the so-called digital unicorns that are better prepared for an environment that's continuously swept by emerging technologies, shifts in customer preferences and expectations, new regulations and deregulations, geopolitical dynamics, public health crises, and climate change. A traditional company that wants to imitate unicorns needs a digital transformation, a deep change in mindset and culture, as well as processes and technologies, through which they come to use technology as an enabler of business strategies that depend on adaptation and innovation. Digital what? The term digital transformation has become confusing as technology companies have crafted marketing messages around it, and consultants have twisted it into shapes to fit neatly on PowerPoint slides. Boards of directors, nervously eyeing the survival of their firms and feeling pressure from the capital markets, demand more transformation and more digital, but leave the details to baffled employees. Media outlets with a superficial understanding proffer expert guidance, but the trend is clear enough. In this book, I'll use the term as a fuzzy and approximate shorthand for the stuff that's happening to organizations today, focused on adaptability rather than stability. The best way to deal with complexity, rapid change, and uncertainty, which have long been factors in the technology world, is through a group of practices we associate with agile IT. These practices include organizing employees into small, empowered, autonomous teams, modernizing IT systems to make them more adaptable, using large amounts of automation, encouraging innovation by testing new ideas quickly in rapid, iterative, learning feedback cycles, and using data to drive decisions. Traditional companies, with their emphasis on planning, stability, deliberation, and control, are at a disadvantage. Organizing for adaptability is hard enough. Companies also have to deal with society's new expectations. As businesses become faster, customers come to expect instant satisfaction, creating pressure for yet more speed. Emerging technologies are rapidly absorbed into the everyday lives of consumers. Deeply interconnected supply chains amplify local difficulties into global crises. The incoming workforce expects a diverse and inclusive workplace. COVID has influenced society in ways that we don't even fully understand. As they've begun their digital transformations, traditional enterprises have learned some lessons. The first is that it's hard. Successful old-school companies are successful because they've been doing something right, which they struggle to reconcile with completely transforming for the new world. Because many of today's ways of working come from technology unicorns, they're framed in terms of process and technology, which makes it easy to miss the deeper organizational and conceptual changes needed. Leaders retreat into vague theory and abstraction. There may be broad agreement across the company on a need to change culture, become data-driven, or deepen customer relationships, but that agreement does not in itself cause any change. That's the bobblehead effect I talked about in War and Peace in IT.